Welcome. You are listening to the Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm your host, Meryl Arnett, and my passion is making meditation accessible and enjoyable. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a guided meditation. If you would like to access these meditation practices as standalone audio files for your daily practice, please subscribe to my newsletter at merylarnett.com. It's free, and you'll receive a new mini meditation each week, along with behind-the-scenes content and bonus material for each podcast episode. All right, let's grab a cup of tea, a comfy seat, and settle in for today's practice. Hello, friends, and welcome. I am guessing that you noticed something new when you clicked play on today's episode. The Mindful Minute has a new name. After 8 years of sharing recordings of Monday night meditation classes on this podcast, it was time. It's time to shift, to level up, to adjust in response to the times we find ourselves in. As a meditation teacher, when I share what I do, I very often hear one of two comments. The first one, I bet you can guess, you might have said it yourself, I know I have in the past. Oh, I tried meditating once, but I just don't have the time. Or maybe your response goes, I tried meditating, but I just think too much. And, you know, in truth, this podcast was built in response to those two comments. I, to this day, hear them almost every single day when I tell someone what I do. And my goal was and is to offer accessible, enjoyable meditation practices with the reminder that you can meditate in 5 or 10 minutes just as effectively as you can in 20 or 30 minutes. And the first mini episodes I recorded, which have long since fallen off the podcast player lists that are available, those first episodes were literal 1 to 5 minute meditations. At that time, the podcast really matched the name, The Mindful Minute. But I noticed over the last many years, in truth, a steady uptick in another response when I tell people I'm a meditation teacher. Some people say I don't have time. Some people say I think too much. But more and more and more, what I'm really hearing is I do meditate. I do my 10 minutes. And I'm still struggling. I am still anxious or overwhelmed or burnt out or scared or despairing. And friends, I hear you. I feel that too. I really do. We are in times of massive change, right? I hear them often referred to as dark times. And I don't know that anybody particularly means that as times of hopelessness, times of, you know, complete and utter destruction, but perhaps more in terms of death and rebirth, in terms of wild upheaval and shift, and a time in particularly of more than ever feeling like, man, I do not know what the future holds. That's true at all times. But sometimes we really feel that inability to predict, that unsteadiness under our feet. And times like this, they require more than a simple 10-minute meditation to reset your nervous system. That is valuable. Don't get me wrong. We all need nervous system resets all the time, every day. And we need more. Yeah. This time is asking us to wake up, It's asking us to be less afraid of the dark, to be more tender with ourselves and with all the beings that make up this universe. The work that I hope to explore with you on this podcast moving forward is how. How do we do that? How do we feel steady and well in this time? What makes us feel resourced? And my hope is that we'll explore lots of answers to this question together, because there is no one answer. There is no one solution that is going to make us feel good and safe and steady at all times. That just doesn't exist, in my personal opinion. But I want to offer up a few thoughts for us to sit with today, and we'll continue to explore for the indeterminate future. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, from my own meditative experience, as well as from the teachings of countless wisdom holders of ancient lineages, that embodying our connection to the natural world is perhaps the most important thing that we can do for our well-being, for the well-being of humans, for the well-being of the planet, and for the more than humans that live here with us. Hence the new name of the podcast. Yeah, from now on, this podcast will be titled Our Mindful Nature. And I mean that as a bit of a double entendre, right? Our mindful nature as in our inner nature, our own mindfulness. But also, it references the wisdom of the natural world that surrounds and supports us. And so most of the meditation practices moving forward will be nature-based. And also, our mindful nature is more than simply sitting on a meditation cushion. That is merely one facet, albeit a very important one to mindfulness, right? We have to actually have a mindfulness practice, but it is not the only thing that we do. In a class not long ago, one of my friends and teachers, Dr. Chanti Tacoronte Perez, said something so simple and so vitally important. I want to share it with you here. She was a guest teacher in my Monday night meditation class. She was teaching a meditative drawing session, and she just offered up this little bit of wisdom.
We forget that the West has taken a lot of these tools and taking it from a whole culture that includes things like movement, song, ritual, food, feeding, sleeping. And it says, oh, this is the good stuff. And you're like, oh, well, what happened to this whole system?
You know, right.
The whole system got diluted to just, oh, let's just be quiet. And we even call that traditional. And it's not. It's just a diluted form of, oh my gosh, just, you know, every culture has a lot of things that are together. Some of us just love one part of it and we'll do it, but it comes from a whole body of work. And so just to say, just be quiet and be with your thoughts, that can get you so far. And then it almost needs to be more of like a collage and a collaboration versus this is just a one technique. Or that one technique might work for you really, really well until something else comes along. And you might need something different. And then we're afraid to shift it a little bit.
When she references that every culture eats and sings and dances, I realized that this was an answer to the question of how do we support ourselves in these times? It is to deepen our sense of connection and belonging. It's to remember that we are not alone, nor do the problems of the world sit on our shoulders alone. We have ancestral practices in our bones of food, of movement, of song. And I would also add that every culture has told stories about the stars. Every culture has a relationship to the natural world. Meditation can be a tool that reminds us of this connection, this belonging. It's an invitation to remember and merge with that which is greater than our small mundane selves. And it isn't the only tool. Our food, our movement, our words, the natural world around us, all of these are pathways to this same remembrance, this same connection. I want to be incredibly clear. I'm not saying that you now have to go research all of your ancestral recipes and dances and songs. You certainly could if that calls to you. But it could also be as simple as going outside and looking up once in a while, moving your body often and in ways that feel pleasurable to you, singing, praying, lamenting, wailing, howling at the moon, vocalizing in some way, eating food that is fresh, local, or nourishing to you in your body. Your sense of connection could come through blood ancestors. It might be through place. It might be through intuitive knowing of spirit. You know, the word meditation, the root, M-E-D, med, it's a Proto-Indo-European root. And that root means to take appropriate measures. To take appropriate measures. And as we think of our well-being, we must indeed take appropriate measures. Our meditation practice must encompass all that helps us to deepen our sense of connection, of belonging. Our meditation practice is actually just one small stop on the larger quest that we're each on. The formal practice is but one part of the larger practice of meditation. You know, in my inbox not too long ago, I received this beautiful quote from Rabbi Shefa Gold. She wrote, "Can I open to trust the wilderness? The unknown, the mystery that rises in response to my loving, curious longing." And so in response to my own loving, curious longing, this podcast will show up just as it always has, every Thursday, but with a new name and a new look. The Mindful Minute is now our mindful nature. We will together explore the connection between land and self through nature-based meditations and meditative experiences that invite us back into belonging to each other, to our ancestors, to the earth, and to all beings that make up this universe. And now, as always, I'd like to invite us into a short practice together. Yeah? And if it's at all possible, I hope you'll go sit outside. I am recording this on the cusp of spring. It's rainy outside right now, and I don't have a covered spot. I'm not opposed to sitting in the rain. So wherever you are, if the weather is safe and the space is safe, go sit outside. If it doesn't work for you, maybe sit near a window or be where you are and let that be okay too. I'll get a bit of music going in the background here for us as we settle into a comfortable seat. You can decide if you would like your eyes open or closed. Gathering all the props, all the things that you need to feel safe and supported. And when you feel ready, we'll start with a deep breath together. An inhale in. and a full exhale out. And let's just do that once more, inhaling deeply. Exhaling out a sigh. And then allowing your breath just to flow. And we begin our practice as we always do, by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And as you say those words, perhaps you'll remember that all that means is, now is my time to be here. To let go of everything that has already happened. To let go of all the things that might be done later. And to open ourselves up to our own loving, curious longing. And so as best you can, you'll soften the edges of your body. Letting go of any obvious gripping or tension. Especially through the belly. Through the chest. Across your shoulders, your jaw, your eyes and your forehead. Inviting yourself to feel, sense, or imagine letting go into the earth beneath you. Even if you have to imagine down through flooring or concrete, sensing that earthen foundation that is beneath us all. Letting your breath flow freely. You might very gently explore smoothing out your breath here. So that the inhale flows smoothly and the exhale is equal to the inhale. Without any breaks or hiccups in the breath. If it helps, you could imagine or feel as if the breath was moving up and down your spine. Inhaling from the base of the spine all the way up to the crown of the head. And exhaling from the crown of the head all the way down to the base of the spine. Letting yourself do this without any exaggeration, any force. As we feel the earth above us, as we feel the earth below us, as we feel the earth around us. Our breath flows. And perhaps you'll be curious about where you sense your connection to the natural world. Is it via roots, extending from your spine down into the soil? Is it the porous fluid way that air brushes against your skin? Is it the way the crown of the head meets the sky above you? Following your breath and just noticing where you feel your connection to the earth. As you feel yourself breathing in, you might begin to feel yourself drawing in the vast and varied resources that the earth provides for our support. Breathing in that sense of connection, belonging, or wellness. And as you breathe out, feeling yourself release a wave of gratitude back to the earth. Back to the earth itself for this constant support. Breathing in your connection to the natural world. Breathing out your gratitude for this connection. Just a few more times here. Within the flow of your breath, ask yourself, can I open to trust the wilderness, the unknown, the mystery that rises in response to my loving, curious belonging? Can I open to trust the wilderness? And feel your breath begin to deepen. Very gradually wiggling into fingers and toes, finding your edges. When you feel ready, take a deep breath in. Exhale out a sigh. Taking all the time you need to blink your eyes open, to let go of the practice. And if you're so inclined at the end of this practice, I encourage you to grab a journal and a pen and to set your timer for 5 minutes and write. Write about your response to the question, can I open to trust the wilderness? Write about your loving, curious longing. Or write about your own mindful nature. Guys, I am so grateful that you're here. I look forward to practicing with you again next week. Remember to look for our mindful nature rather than the mindful minute moving forward. Next week will be the spring equinox. Got an incredible class planned for you, built around the idea of migration and what happens in the spring. I have a series on astronomy and meditating with the moon and the stars and the eclipse coming up next month. There's so much goodness coming your way. And if you would like this practice, any of the practices I teach, along with these journal prompts, without all of this chatter associated with it, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter via Substack. I provide all of these resources for free. I want you to have these practices. You can find the links in the show notes. And once again, thanks. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving me a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps others to find the show, and let's face it, we could definitely use more meditators in this world. The Mindful Minute is recorded on Muscogee land and produced with the support of Brianna Nielsen Virtual Assistants. To join my live classes, ask questions, or learn more about my teacher trainings, please visit merylarnett.com. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you guys next week.